And so, you know, I'm still with the struggle on that, because it's one thing about the music business, man, here in the States, that I don't, you know, it's like Albert King, for instance, you know, Albert King was great player, man, you know what I
Sure.
mean, and a human being, man, but it was always that thing like, well, you got B.B. King, you have Albert King,
Right.
you have Freddie King, but you'd have to really be someone looking deep into the blues to get to Freddie or to get to Albert,
Right.
because everybody, you say B.B. King, everybody knows B.B. King. You
Absolutely.
know what I mean? So, but why is it that there's only one person at the level of B.B. King in the blues world? Or, you know what I'm saying? Or some, you know, there's only room for one, shoots, who I'm trying to say, legends.
For any genre of
Well,
music.
yeah, I mean, you
Yeah.
know, well, but not in the pop world, or in the, you know, it's
Sure.
not like that. You know what I'm
Right.
saying? In
Right.
country, it's not like that.
Right.
You know what I mean? You got them coming out every 2 weeks. You know what I mean?
Sure.
You know, so I'm like, man, you know, so Buddy Guy. I mean, look at all the years, you know, and all the stuff he had to go through to become Buddy Guy.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? And you know, it's like, I don't know, that bothers me, you know, in the world today. And the same thing like with reggae music. I mean, it's and as far as like where the blues is today, you know, I think about Chicago, and you barely can't hear blues in Chicago anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's really, I mean, you used to have like, you know, you used to have a few stations, man, that played blues all night.
Right.
You know, but anyway, so I musically, I still see, you know, there's still things. I mean, and not only in music, man, but there's a lot of things that seems to be that we used to have that's being taken away.
Right.
And I don't, and you know, I mean, I look at that from the whole spectrum, especially with the kids.
Right.
You know, so it's like this documentary that they just did.
Right. You're part of a Bob Marley documentary
Right.
called Marley, and that's going to come out on April 20th. Is that
Right,
correct?
that's the date,
And
yeah.
you were just down in South by Southwest, and they did a screening of that,
Right.
and you'd gone out and done some interviews for that.
Right.
Tell me a little bit about the documentary.
Well, the director was Kevin McDonald, which was is a great director, and Ziggy, the family is behind it, and so they flew me out and to LA to be interviewed, and they had done their research pretty well, and so I did. I pretty much told my story, you know, and they used bits and pieces of it, but I think of it like for people, for generations to come, that it's a nice piece. You know, it's hard to put the life of Bob Marley into 2.5 hours, you know.
Sure.
You know, but I think that they did a pretty good job.
Well, he made just such an incredible impact.
Yeah. Well, I was there when they came to try to shoot up, ambush the place.
That's right.
Yeah, so.
What do you remember about that day being
And
there?
I can never forget that, you know. You know, that was absolutely a blessing and a miracle, a power of higher than greater than me.
Oh, sure.
You know what I'm
Now, did
saying?
you get shot too?
Well, I got grazed. You know,
Okay.
I wouldn't, but you know, I wouldn't. It's like when it happened, the best, you know, the blessing was that we had just took a break because we was in his house in Kingston on Hope Road. So, and the three of us happened to be, well, so we had took a break. At first, we was having rehearsals, so if everybody had been in this one room where we rehearsed at, it would have been a total massacre.
Oh, jeez.
Because it was like about six people that surrounded the house and that was shooting into the house.